Hey, everybody. I want to tell you about my friends at Naked Vine in Chesterfield, Missouri, located at 1624 Clarkson Road. You can come by and visit them anytime during the week. They do live music, usually Thursday through Saturday, some Tuesdays, some Wednesdays also. But yeah, full listing of events at nakedvine.net. You can follow along with their music calendar. They'll have full list of all their whiskeys and wines and different drinks out there, some craft beers as well. And you can come out on May 31st. You can see Billy Crogan of Les Gruff and the Billy Goat. On June 1st, Beth Bombara. And on June 2nd, Grass-Fed Mule. Naked Vine is now hosting the Rock Paper Podcast Storytelling Show every second Tuesday of the month out there. Also, June 12th, I'll have Joe Bazzelli, Seth Brand, and Tyler Lewis out there for an intimate, seated, listening room experience type of show. So please come on out and check that out. You can find everything at nakedvine.net. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And come on out for have a good time. Thanks, everyone.
What is up? This is James with the Cerebral Entertainment Podcast, and I am here to tell you about an event that is going to blow some socks off, and I hope some of those socks are yours. And that is the Send Up on Shaw, June 2nd at Gaslight Lounge, located at 4916 Shaw Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri. There will be live comedy, there will be live music, and of course, there will be live podcasting. The exciting thing for the CEP is that we will indeed be podcasting at this extravaganza of awesomeness. Tickets are $27.03 via Eventbrite for this festival happening both inside and outside of the Gaslight Lounge, and the lineup for all the performers is going to flip your jibs. I wouldn't lie to you folks, but go check out the Send Up on Shaw Facebook event page and see for yourself. You shan't be disappointed, I promise. June 2nd, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m, the Send Up on Shaw Festival at Gaslight Lounge. Can't wait to see you there, and keep your eyes peeled for
the Cerebral Entertainment Podcast
is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Troy.
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Bomp, bomp.
All right, Grace.
Bomp, bomp, bomp.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
To the county line, saying, give me a minute with my family and I, 'cause I never thought it'd turn out this way. Yeah, I was just a boy back then, with a shoestring smile, a toy gun in hand, but I clung to every word he said. He spoke of things like compromise, when the wage of war, not a stand and fight, what it takes to live life right. Still I can see the look in his eyes when the judge yelled down 25 to life, saying, boys, don't waste your time, freedom's yours and mine.
Back.
every summer to keep mama from crying. But we knew the end was near. Cause you can chain one man to four cold walls, but you can't chain down a spirit nor soul. Screaming, boys, I've done my time. Now we ride tonight. Because it's been 10 years since they shot me dead, but I'm still right here. I will never back down. They gotta do or die if they think I'm gonna change. Yeah. Now you see these scars and these prison bars never hold me back from the shooting stars. Cause I am no man's slave. And he cried freedom, this is my reckoning.
Everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out at the old Rock House with the guys of Troy.
No! Hey.
We did it. You found us.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, guys, welcome to St. Louis, man. It's been a little while since you've been through here. So
we tracked the I-44 route.
We just rocked the house with Red Sun Rising.
Sure.
Good times. You guys, Cord was saying something about you guys become buddies with those guys over the last while.
A little bit.
Playing,
you know,
some shows with them and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, when it stormed at Rocklahoma last year, you know, their set got canceled. We already played and we were down there at Radio Row. And so Dave came out and like just hung out in the van with us for a bit and listened to
some new songs.
Nice. Yeah. Chatted and just drank a little bit and hung out, waited for those tornadoes and stuff to pass.
Yeah.
So and they didn't. They came right for us. Yeah.
I think like 1,000 people died.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
That's what I heard.
But besides rumors, you know, spreading those, like, they've been very cordial to us. Yeah, yeah. So it was really neat to come up here and play with them tonight. And,
yeah, man.
Really appreciate you and Old Rock, man, for just letting us come up here.
Yeah, they asked if I had some suggestions, and I did, and it worked out for everybody.
Yeah,
so
wow.
Thank you so
I'm
much.
Glad I could, you know, help out a little bit.
It was,
yeah, for sure.
That was awesome. It definitely helped us. So yeah. Thanks so much.
You guys just played Rocklahoma this weekend, right?
So mm-hmm. 3 days ago.
So we endured Rocklahoma.
Yeah.
Survive. Straight through it. Yeah.
I've never been down there, but I mean, like, I see the lineup every year, and it just looks nuts, and I'm like, man, that'd be a wild weekend down there, but...
It is. It's one big party, dude.
It's so cool. Like, everybody there is so... Like, good people that love to party, and the staff and everything takes good care of us and good people. It's like a family reunion now, because we've been there, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
You know, it's killer.
Yeah.
Everything's just centered around the music. You know, like you're saying, they'll party, but everyone loves rock music. It's like nuts. You know, and even this year they had like Yellow Wolf and Machine Gun Kelly. Some of these people are kind of crossing over to that other barrier, and they still, I mean, as far as what I saw, the fans, everybody still, like, loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides the lighter incident.
What, at least 5,000-6,000 people for, you know, hip-hop artists and stuff that are kind of in that hip-hop rock kind of crossover and stuff. It was really cool, man. It was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, I got buddies around here in St. Louis, and they've been making their way to Springfield as well, and a couple other, you know, regionally touring and stuff, but discrepancies, and they do that hip-hop rock really well, and
yes.
They throw down, man. It's fun.
They really
we
do,
We played
yeah.
with them twice last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a doubleheader with them last weekend.
They're a good time.
They stayed at my house.
There you go.
I drank till 6 in the morning with Addison.
Yeah, they hit hard.
Yeah.
Very good. And yeah, happy to know those dudes and be able to jam with them, friend out with them, like you're saying.
Definitely, man.
Hilarious.
Yeah, they're really good at what they do, for sure.
Yeah. You guys, you said something about last year sharing some new tunes with the guy in the van and all that. And like, but we do have brand new music to share on this show today. You said the single Wicked World, available now everywhere.
Yep.
Yes.
All your digital platforms.
The Amazons, the iTunes, the...
Available Spotify. Everywhere in the wicked world.
We all got something we don't want to talk about. Maybe it's your need to feed the dark side and all its doubt. Maybe it's your kids, the wife, the mortgage you just took out. We all got some we don't want to talk about. So just don't regret the life you've wasted. Something we don't wanna say.
Yeah!
And you got the
Lucky Web
lyric video to go with the tune, right?
As
far as
I don't know what you call it. It's a video.
Right.
Has things in it, and it just goes, you know. It's interpretation, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. It, yeah, man, I really enjoyed it. Like I said, it's been a minute since we've had some new Troy tunes out there, so it's nice to get some brand new music, and this song rips, man. It sounds great.
Thank you.
Sounded, it was great to see, you know, obviously get to hear you guys do a live tonight, too, so just a lot of good times up there.
That was one of the ones we got to do out in L.A., you know, Jay Bumgarner, and I think that was his favorite, if I recall correctly. He wanted something real eerie. He's like, "Oh, you gotta make that song really dark, or just write really fucked up lyrics." Can I say that? I'm sorry. Yeah.
But it's the internet. You can say that.
Yeah.
What, we're on the internet?
Yeah. It's not radio. There's no FCC.
No FCC. Say whatever the fuck you want.
Let your hair down.
Nah. That's crazy though.
Let her know.
But no, that was just quite an experience for real.
Yeah. I'm guessing this is just a teaser, little sneak peek of what else Troy's up to.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on in behind the scenes, I guess, as far as the album and all these tracks, you know. And we played a couple others, new ones out tonight, you know. And that's kind of been fun for us personally, is, you know, getting to rear these ugly heads of these new songs and, you know, work some kink outs live and in rehearsal. And just see where they're gonna flow out before the album actually gets done, you know. So
yeah,
that's been fun, just testing.
Yeah, I guess. Everything. People have been pretty responsive, I guess, to Wicked World. They seems to be quite appropriate in light of a lot of the recent news and everything else. And
Yeah, I was worried about getting flagged or something because recent news is. That's the whole deal behind it. It's like just media sensationalism, you know, like how they just, all the news stations, everybody can really flood a story or an emotion within society, you know. I think like it's been quite a few years since like television and all these media outlets have had an influential, I don't know how you'd say it, but like,
well, they seem to have the uncanny ability to make us feel like we're divided when you actually look around with your neighbors and your people that are around you and everything, and you don't feel that divided whenever you look in your small circles, but somehow, mm-hmm. when you look out in the world through that television screen, that programming, you're made to feel a certain way that maybe isn't exactly the way things are.
Yeah. I attest to that. Like, a lot of that, you know, the big news stories and stuff, like I try to pay attention because I like to, you know, have an idea what's going on out there, but like it really doesn't affect me and my, when I go out to my rock show or whatever else, you know. It's like I come out here, I can have a good time with anybody, but that does seem like if you follow everything else, like there's all, they do want, you know, everything divided, and like it's a weird world we live in.
Well, it's also, you know, now everyone has access to the front page of the internet at all times, and, you know, people are, sometimes a lot of people look for problems, you know, they look for things to point out and to feel bad about and to make other people feel bad about, and this is a time we've never experienced.
Yeah.
It's new to everyone, and everyone's trying to feel out the waters and get people with emotions and egos and all this other stuff, and it treads on others, and it makes this whole farsity, this whole facade that people, it might turn out to be a real thing, you know, after a while. I mean, it's the same thing with the reality of yourself. I mean, they're creating the reality, and you know, that could become the truth. And
building, tool.
Part of it's trying to fight that, you know.
Yeah, I feel like that is also that message is like kind of lost in music today too. Like I can recall, like, I mean, and it seems like some of that's making a resurgence, but like a group like Rage Against the Machine or something, where like they had a ton of that political messages in their songs, and they wanted you, you know. Actually, I just saw a video, it wasn't Rage, but it was people covering Rage, Wake Up, and it was like this all brass band, like doing like in this female vocals over, and it was powerful. Like, I mean, those lyrics are still
right. Very, they resonate. Yeah, they resonate
for sure.
So you know, but I feel like that a lot of that kind of political stance has been taken out of a lot of popular music today.
Right.
Well, people are tired of it, but I mean, kudos to them. You know, trying to keep people aware.
Sure.
Like, keep it up.
Yeah, man. Well, you. You guys, we before we got recording, you guys were talking Denny's.
Talking breakfast.
Yeah. We're like all starving.
Yeah.
I would not recommend.
We are all star.
Not Waffle House. The all star then.
Yeah.
is that a lot of, you know, when you guys get done with the show, is that the go-to, one of the stops, the late night diner?
Unfortunately, it's really more like Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But like, I just really want Denny's right now.
I will say, Rocklahoma, like, breakfast was the feast of the day on most levels. Yeah. Like, we really, I know Kyle really took care of us on the breakfast side of things.
Kyle makes a mean campfire. For sure.
He's got the propane and propane accessories.
Coleman. That was butane.
Yeah.
Oh. Get that flavor.
Man, no, there was like potatoes and then potatoes with onions. It was like separated. It was like, hey, man, if you just want some potatoes,
eggs and mushrooms.
Potatoes. And then if you want potatoes with onions, there's potatoes with onions. And then like eggs with mushrooms and then eggs with no mushrooms. And like, it was nice. It was awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that,
three kinds of meat.
That he killed that morning. He just gets out of there and just goes hunting.
Yeah. String with guitar strings.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
That does sound pretty tasty right about
now. Yeah, let's stop talking about it. I'm dying.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I know that's, even as a you know, fan and stuff, we go to all these shows and we always wind up at the Steak and Shake or Denny's or whatever and sit and bullshit for another couple hours and have a good time.
Yeah.
I think the Waffle House is me and Kane's favorite.
Yeah, Kane is a Waffle House guru.
Waffle House is pretty
used to be.
Scattered, smothered, and covered.
Yeah, try eggs covered in chili.
That's the tip?
It's a winner, yeah.
That's where it's at, huh?
He's going for like some sort of life plaque award, you know, the next 20 years.
Man, I used to love
Scuttlebutt.
I used to love back in the day, like going out to a show, rock show, metal show, whatever, and going to like a Denny's or a Waffle House or something like that. And the band I just saw like walks in and they all sit down and you're like, yeah, like remember that time with POD? With POD out in Joplin.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And the singer was sick, so I went ahead and bought him, and I think it was their TM or their guitar tech or something. I went out and bought their dinner just to say thank you for having us out and stuff. Yeah. I love that stuff, like sitting down and like the people you just watched and you were, you know, having a good time with walk into the same place you're at. You know?
Having moons over my hammy with POD.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
2 a.m.
Which August 12th we'll be with them.
Oh yeah, we'll be back with them August 12th, I guess. That's a great day.
Alien Ant Farm.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Lit.
And Buck Cherry.
There you go.
In Nixon, Missouri.
Yeah.
Nixon, Missouri.
Jason Bourne.
Summers at the River. Yeah, it's gonna be a good show, man. The people putting on the show are really good people. They're really nice people. And they've been really good to us. They were actually out to our last couple shows in Springfield. And just good people. So looking forward to that.
Nice. Yeah. But you do have a, before that, coming up Friday night, right?
June 1st.
Totes this Friday, yeah.
You guys will be at back at home in Springfield with at Riff.
Yeah,
the Riff.
The Riff. Yes. With
the Riff.
With my buddies, the Many Colored Death.
True.
Yes. And our buddies and their buddies.
Yeah. Hey, they're our buddies too.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I saw them first.
Yeah. Shit about MCD, man.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. And Paralanders. Is that right?
Yeah, the
Paralanders. Yeah, they're dropping an EP. They got a new song out and stuff.
Another hometown Springfield Mo band.
So
yeah, I'll have to check them out. I don't know much.
You should. Yeah, pretty stoked to support their drop. You know, it's a big deal for them. I know they said today that it was their 5th year anniversary as a band. I thought it was pretty cool.
And Cassandra, the singer guitar player, is phenomenal. She's super talented and definitely worth checking out for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I might give it a listen, see if what check it out for sure. Because yeah, like I don't know.
And they're our friends too.
Yeah.
So is Midgar Death. But I mean, they are too. So yeah, I'll get defensive.
We're all friends.
Right. Yeah. I do love some MCD though. I'm excited that I actually booked them on my birthday show coming up in July here in St. Louis. So
nice.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. That's a win.
Yeah. Let alone I love the music, but they are a ton of fun to hang out with,
right,
too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Great people.
Absolutely.
So, but, yeah, no, that sounds like a ton of fun on Friday night in Springfield. So come on out, grab some tickets, and come party with your boys.
You bet. Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, I'll let you guys get out of here and get on the road and hit the Denny's or Taco Bell or wherever the next stop is.
See what comes up.
Welcome, Shane. Thank you.
But, yeah, thank you guys so much for taking some time out. Get involved with Troy all over your, you got Facebook.
The socials.
And Instagram and all that fun stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
Search the reality of yourself.
Yep. And download that Wicked World today.
Yes, please.
Please.
Yep. New tunes coming soon.
At least stream it and watch it.
Yeah.
On the YouTubes.
Well, thank you, guys. I'll see you soon.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Shane.
Toodles.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.